What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
Bees are dying. For around a decade, bees have been dying off at an alarming rate, unnoticed. When I say alarming, I mean up to 30% every year. At first, no one knew why, but in the last few years, scientists have accumulated a compelling pile of evidence pointing to a class of insecticides called neonicotinoids.
Bees pollinate 70% of the fruits and vegetables. A few examples of the foods that would no longer be available if bees cease pollinating our agricultural goods are broccoli, asparagus, cantaloupe, blueberries, watermelons, apples, and cranberries.
They keep our crop-eating animals such as cows alive by giving the plants the ability to reproduce. In fact, one-third of our global food supply is pollinated by bees. Without bees, humans would have a decline of food resources. Bees are necessary for a life on Earth, and without them, all herbivore populations would rapidly decrease since there isn't enough plants for them to eat.
Prevent this population from decreasing. These are the things we can do to help. Stop using garden pesticides. Pesticides have neonicotinoids in them, which are bad for bees and also bad for humans. We should also move in the direction of organic gardening by no pesticides with neonicotinoids. Only 10% of bugs actually are bad for your plants. If we start applying these simple solutions, the bee population will increase and will give us a longer time on this planet we call home.
A quick thanks to the sites we use for this information: beinformed.org, motherjones.com, and elightdaily.com.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.